Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Well, hello there. Aloha. It's Dave Behar. A happy, styling, fresh, positive day in the neighborhood to you, wherever you may be. It's good to be with you today, no matter what device you are listening in on or screen you are watching, office, home, out and about. Hey, happy Heart Week. We're bringing it to you live. And today's Dave Behar Show is broadcast live worldwide on ION, the network of champions with channels in 25,000 cities in North America, and on HealthyLife.net, of course, and brought to you by the National Pizza League, the Student Entrepreneur Academy, and GiveFront, because giving back may be too late. It's time to GiveFront. So listen, the Dave Behar Show and other fresh shows, on-demand and downloadable, embeddable, are all original positive news features and talk programs, and we definitely have a great talk program today with a very special guest, and we're available on almost all devices, as you well know, in over 65 syndicated distribution channels, from cars, laptops, over-the-tops, desktops, hand-tops, yes, smartwatches, which means hands, arms, legs, office, kitchen, bedrooms, bathrooms, showers. Holy moly, you know, people are listening right now in their showers, and, well, we're showering together. whether you're good-looking or not, I guess, right? So you can't get rid of me, but, hey, it's your choice. And I'm happy to be lathering and laughing it up with you right now as we reach millions of other listeners per month in over 130 countries. Now, if I said billions, you would not believe me. And one day, you know, we'll be perhaps billions of listeners and viewers and so forth. Then we'll finally reach influencer fame and shame. So just remember, my fellow super cool citizens, entrepreneurs, and achieving individuals, you do not need an audience of a billion, though, or even a million to be successful. You just need an audience and market that embraces what it is that you are disrupting, selling to, and or exiting to. Let's exit together. It's that simple. And a loving family or set of friends. And beside me is a friend, Jim Lloyd. We'll get him introduced effectively. And then, of course, coworkers who are on the same page with you and share your vision. One of those great iron words. And if not, it's a lonelier journey. And we do have choices. So either way, I dig you, and let's share some virtual love today. As you know, you can always spam me at dave@ions.com. And that's, of course, D-A-V-E at ions.com. Two four-letter words. And give me your thoughts, and certainly take a listen at the Dave Behar Show archives on ION or any of the other platforms earlier mentioned. You can also check out segments, interviews, shows, and the Next Generation ION Network and the Network of Champions on your local channel. And heck, even upload and distribute your own video or show, and rely on ION, of course. And stick around at the end of the hour. We do have a very special ION-interesting word to share with you or two. And you do not want to miss that. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about libation. And in the house, in the, well, not the house, but in the studio, is Mr. Jim Lloyd, the founder of Bartender in a Box. And I got to tell you, you know, it's just time to shake your box. and so we're going to, we'll just, listen, pick up a chair, sit on the floor, admissions free, pay at the door. And Jim, welcome to the studio, and we're going to talk, well, we're going to talk about libation, and maybe more so about the startup and the anatomy of a libation startup, in this case, a full of spirit beverage, aptly named Bartender in a Box.
Well, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me, and what a great introduction. Jeez.
I haven't introduced you yet, though.
Well, what a great introduction to the show. I feel, who is the comedian and say, I feel verklempt. I feel like I've got a loss of words here. So.
Well, you're probably dating yourself because I haven't heard that before. But thanks for being a special rad guest here. And, you know, we're going to talk about a few of, like, my favorite topics, and then they're either already yours or they will become yours. Focus, function, family. You know, it's the only F words I know. You know, no F bombs, you know.
No.
We do have a live studio audience, and there could be some under 18-year-olds who are just not going to appreciate F words.
You know, no, F-bombs. We don't need that.
But, you know, it's about how focused, you know, the route that we can deliver in life, and I'd like to talk about you, like, your special perspective in the business of libation, and what is in this case, there's a healthiness to it, and I know we're going to talk also about what is the brand made of, and even some of the trials and tribulations, and of course, the good thing is you are indeed a fellow Aztec, San Diego State.
Go Aztecs. Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's kind of take it from the top. First of all, in business, Bartender in a Box, and it's Bag in a Box.
It is a Bag in a Box concept. Most people are familiar with Bag in a Box wines. They've been around for decades. And we decided to do the same type of format, but just put a cocktail ready to drink mix in a Bag in a Box. It's super convenient, eco-friendly. Something that's not easy to do, but we figured out, we cracked the code on how to do it. And it allows people to take their favorite cocktail. It's a transportable package. So,
and it's a healthy package.
Well, that's the key, is that we use real fruit juice there. And we do sweeten our product, but we use real cane sugar. So we're... We like to think we're a lot better than some of the stuff that's been out there traditionally and using better ingredients.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of better ingredients, you know, I know that, you know, agave is used quite a bit as sweetener. I know that there's the cane sugar, which is awesome. I'm thinking about, you know, heading to Hawaii and kind of chopping some stalks of cane, you know, sugar cane. But what about agave? I mean, and some other alternatives that are, you know, considered healthy.
Well, those are definitely things that we're looking at for mm-hmm. products in the future. They're very popular. The skinny margarita with agave did really well when they came out a few years ago. And people are looking at alternative sources for sweeteners. And, yeah, certainly on the radar.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So if you're looking at the lineup, of course, we talk about the score of the winning lineup, but we're talking about margaritas and Mai Tais. Of course, that also relates to my team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know where that's going other than every town has a team, and they should have Mai Tais in my team.
Mai Tais, my team, absolutely. Or Mai Tai Mondays.
There you go.
Is that right. Another one?
Yeah, I think so. But so tell me what's ahead. I mean, obviously the brand and the flavors are popular. What's ahead? What are people asking for? And I know that there's a lab going on and, you know, concocting. Of course, concoction is a great iron word. But,
yes.
You know, tell me about that, because there's got to be lots ahead.
Yeah, there is. I mean, we started with a couple of flavors. Margarita, of course, is really popular, has been for decades. The Mai Tai has really gotten very strong, especially with this tiki community and this tiki culture that's really spreading from California, but throughout the country.
Yeah.
And what were you going to say, Dave?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, Islander, you say tiki, which is awesome, right? We can all envision being, you know, kind of huddled around the tiki bar and so forth. Of course, teak is unique and would be possibly part of the tiki vibe. But, you know, Aloha and Islander spirit, it's just a great, you know, visual and vibe to, you know, be consuming.
Well, it is.
Beat the Beach Vibe Coastal. Yep.
There's a lot of great cocktails that came out of, you know, in the 30s.
That's really dating yourself. Is this the company wasn't founded in the 30s, right?
No.
The 2030s.
Yes, yeah, we're closer to the 2030s. We're about to be founded, yes. We're just a little bit ahead of our time.
You're forward thinkers.
Well, we're focused on the future, Dave. That's it. Yeah, so, certainly tropical drinks, that's one avenue we'd like to explore. Martinis are another. But we just want something that's really mostly fun and a good product to drink, something that's not too sweet, not too much alcohol, but a really well-rounded drink. And so for me, I tell people that I was born with one of those guys who has a sweet tooth, and fortunately there's no camera here. Because I say just because I look like a keg doesn't mean I want to feel like one when I drink a beer. And I would just prefer to drink a margarita. If that's my call to action there. And so for me, a good drink is something that you could have two or three of just because it tastes good and you enjoy it.
And you get to
shake your box, but I could be arrested for that.
Well, yeah, so at least you have to think inside the box. Well, drink inside the box.
Inside the box.
But,
yes.
You know, interestingly, so, I mean, of course, the popularity of margaritas, and I want to kind of drill down just on the different types of margaritas. I know how popular they are, and but also I want to go back to like the healthy side of it, because mm-hmm. as you know, it's people are thinking of healthy drinks, and in fact, all these different styled spirit drinks, they just run across the gamut of all sorts of crazy ingredients, and for that matter, really flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, part of that, the market side is how do you compete in that space besides having two great flavors that are still command such big market share, being the margarita and, for that matter, the Mai Tai. I mean, Mai Tai, you know, there's not all sorts of folks making Mai Tais and for that matter, in the box. That you can have, 10, 12 friends drinking out of one box. I mean, the price even of that, given around $20 or so, sounds like, and it's just a home run, of course.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to basically give the consumer a good value. And that is a box is 12 drinks. It's like a $19.99, $20 retail. And
it's amazing.
So you're at a buck a drink or so. And the benchmark for us is, would this be as good as going to a bar? Would this be as good as a $14 cocktail and or better? And in some cases, we are better, but we've all had that experience at a bar where you pay a lot of money and you really don't get what you pay for, sadly.
Right. So give me a little profile. Of course, we all have, it's very subjective as far as the different types of margaritas, you know? And so how about that?
Sure. Well, we've seen a lot of flavor variation on margaritas in terms of pineapple, peach, spicy, jalapeno, that seems to be getting popular. I think one of the ingredients out there, tahine, is they've done a great job with their spices getting into all kinds of different foods. And the American consumer seems to be trending towards something spicy. So I think spicy is one of the next trends.
So sounds like it could be a border conversation on the borderline, spicy margarita.
It could be on. There is an on the border restaurants, and they do have a margarita.
Of course.
So they could do a on the borderline. Or is that a Madonna song? Or you know?
Oh, Beth, you're really dating yourself now. But then again, I know that this brand reaches all sorts of people of all ages. Not to say where the age limit is and where it starts and stops, but yeah, that's super cool. And I know that there is, even out of Georgia, I know the brand is like super popular, out east. Of course, we're sitting in the west.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is there potentially like a peach berry margarita coming? Or, I know that there's, gosh, even apple margaritas and so
well,
forth.
Apple margarita, yes. I know there have been requests for that. So that is definitely on the drawing board. And
but strawberry. I mean, strawberry is like routine. People are ordering strawberry margaritas. And
they are.
You have to fill that pipeline, too.
We do. We do. We definitely want to keep the flavors coming, and being really known as a brand that is going to deliver a good cocktail no matter
right.
what you get.
Right.
And have the confidence that if you purchase Bartender in a Box, you'll be getting something with really good ingredients, like whether it's agave nectar in the future or cane sugar or real fruit juice. You'll be getting a quality product, something right. that's well-balanced, and hopefully meets the test where you will have two or three of.
Right. We should record that as a commercial, but off of the commercial side of things, I mean, here we are then, we're lounging with, I'm not going to say, that's not going to sound right, cocktails in hand, but, margarita or Mai Tai, right? And it's like, well, what... In terms of lifestyle and people consuming, what is really that ratio? Like, I like going out for a bowl or even, mm-hmm. At home. But the difference between having a cerveza and then where's that choice even made other than just you're in the mood for, a spirit drink or, a beer? And we have our favorites of beer, too, and, between the two.
Well, that's a really good question. I'm actually kind of having a little flashback to the first time I came up with this idea of bag and box and cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And the original version was a bag and box, non-alcoholic mix, where you would add a bottle of like tequila to make the margarita. And I thought it was a really dumb idea. And I took this box with me, a brown box, to a poker game with my buddies in the neighborhood. And I used to say there was absolutely no creativity whatsoever. 12 guys, 12 packs of beer. And so in this case, it was just 11 guys with 12 packs and myself with this 4-liter box of margaritas. And I thought, well, I'm going to be the only guy here drinking margaritas. So we put the thing up in the refrigerator, and to my amazement, there were three guys who just drank margaritas all night out of the 12, myself and a couple others. And I didn't say anything to these guys, what it was or anything. So there was no preconceived notions. And then another couple guys would go back and forth between margaritas and beer. And as I said,
they got probably pretty hammered in a very healthy way, of course.
They did get hammered in a healthy way because... we drained that 4 liters of margaritas between five guys and, a couple guys kind of making border crossings between beer and margaritas. So I don't know. It's really hard to say what people are going to stay with or mix during the course of a social event.
Right. But I think part of the future is to also lead the way in terms of healthy, add-ins to whatever your favorite, let's say spirit is, because I know in, today's market, the consumer is looking for that healthy mm-hmm. drink, whether it's even, it's why you often will drink red wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that better, heart health value.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter what your age is. And, let's kind of talk about that part,
mm-hmm.
realizing that not only I'm guessing there's a line that either is and continues of just the mixer, if
mm-hmm.
you will, and then, of course, potentially where there's wine involved or wine involved again.
Yes, we're looking at wine alternative cocktails, also potentially lower sweeteners or lower sugar and lower carbs. That's resonates, especially with, well, I wouldn't say just younger consumers, but older consumers too. So
mm-hmm.
those are things that we'd like to get involved with and really just also make sure that we're upholding to a good tasting product.
And a healthy, of course, product.
And as a healthy product.
As you can, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, we are talking. This is a health-related show, and we've got to make sure. Because there's some folks that are, you know, opposed to, you know, having a drink or of any sort. And, you know, and then, of course, the lines sort of get blurred because of the innovation of things like flavors and so forth and what's mixed in there and so forth. So, yeah. Well, I think that... you know, I'm interested in understanding, so we're going to go back and, you know, kind of let people know that we actually are fellow Aztecs. There's you know, San Diego State is, you know, it's a very well-known institution.
Mm-hmm.
And while it might not be the number one party school or something, but from a health, fitness, I'm not trying to steer this into what is a health and fitness conversation as it is, I mean, it's a great place to not just have a brand born from. I mean, there's some great brands that were born out of San Diego State and great entrepreneurs. And I want to, I know we're going to be coming up on a little break in a moment here, but I want to talk about just entrepreneurship, San Diego State, the business school, besides the journalistic value and, you know, what's happening there, and then going to pitfalls. And, you know, because... You know, this doesn't, you know, business doesn't happen just from, you know, from scratch. It happens from scratch and an ideation standpoint, but it does take a tremendous amount of work and some pivoting. So, hey, this is Dave Behar Show. We will be right back.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the ION Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using collective intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or ION stores. Thoughtify's collective intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This segment is brought to you by AvenueI.com and the Student Entrepreneur Academy and, yes, Behar Brands. And we're here, with, of course, with Jim Lloyd. Jim Lloyd, Bartender in a Box. Yep, right here in studio. And we're going to segue into a little bit of San Diego State Aztec action and talk business school, entrepreneurship, and kind of the manufacturing of a brand and in the consumer packaged goods space. You know, it's one of those things that a lot of folks don't realize what it takes to build a brand, build a company, the people, and you know, spend a lot of time, you know, the incubation space, etc. You know, of course, one of those great iron words, of course. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you know, let's talk about that a little bit, and then down, actually, then going into the positioning of the brand. So,
sure. Where do I start, Dave?
Well, I kind of tried starting you off, but you know, yeah. Well, let's go back to the old San Diego State days. Let's reflect for a moment, and how inspiring the university is, let alone it is a campus that's got, you know, quite a bit of vibe going, and brilliant minds, of course.
Well, it does. And one of the stories I like to tell is another fellow Aztec who was my next-door neighbor. Mm-hmm. And one day he was in his garage working on something that looked like a menu board. So I said, "Hey, Ralph, what are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I'm going to start a restaurant." And I said, "Oh, really? What kind of restaurant?" He said, "We're going to sell fish tacos." And I said, "Well, that doesn't really sound very good. Good luck with that." You know, it was just, you know, back then in college, you didn't really have much of a filter, right?
Right.
So, anyway, that was Ralph Rubio.
And you couldn't block people on a phone or something.
Exactly. So, Ralph Rubio did pretty well. And yeah. He was a classic entrepreneur from San Diego State. A lot of people don't realize... Jack in the Box, founders at San Diego State.
Don't forget Wahoos. I mean, Wing Lam. You know, he was a Greek too. I mean, Ralph was in Wing. That's Wahoo's top fish tacos.
So, absolutely.
Of course, I know it might be a conflict of interest, but it was probably in a competitive matrix in one of their business plans. That one exists already, fish tacos. But I think that race isn't necessarily won. But you know, between the two, you know, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got the former president of Costco, Jim Senegal, San Diego State alum. So it's an interesting school because you've got 36,000 students there, mostly Californians. But
well, not as much anymore if you're keeping track, but yes.
Yes, I am. I'm thinking of the good old days. But I'm thinking of the good old days when you could – almost be guaranteed admission, and now it's not the case.
With it like a 2.5, where now it's 4.0 and above. Unless, you know, you're a rockin' athlete that's still going to go through the transfer portal and go play somewhere else, perhaps.
Yes.
But and there are some great, beautiful things that have been happening with the university sports-wise. And, you know, of course, from my standpoint, besides consumption, is looking forward to the brand, you know, Bartender Box being, you know, seen and utilized, of course, over 21, you know, consumption.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And consumed responsibly. So,
yeah. So I think the success story, you know, of, in this case, San Diego State, you just want to be another success story and attract that tribe and have it be obviously very present in the San Diego market besides nationwide. Of course, so many great brands do evolve from the West Coast. And, you know, as long as you're carrying out your authenticity, you know, there's people everywhere, as you know, that want to consume or to use those products and you continue to, you know, create more loyalty.
Well, and we were fortunate enough in San Diego to get a test from Costco mm-hmm. with our Mai Tai, and we did really well. So that's really for us when the rubber hit the road because we had to improve our production capabilities. This is a project that's much harder to do than meets the eye.
Right.
Especially from a production and logistics standpoint and keeping your cost of goods low, so that you can compete at a price point that consumers are willing to pay. And so the test in Costco was great. We got validation from San Diego, and San Diego is a very tough market. A lot of consumer goods will go there. And I think San Diegans are pretty, what's the word I'm looking for, Dave? They look for authenticity, I think. And if they don't find that, they're just not going to vote with their dollars.
Sure, but they do support, you know, the local favorites and the, you know, local folks made good and so forth. And it's interesting. I think we talk about fish tacos as an example. Of course, I'm not a fish guy, even though I'll eat fish. But, I mean, I love fish tacos. And, of course, the Mai Tai or margarita would go great with a fish taco. And so who knows? Maybe that at one point is a matchup. You know, collaboration. I'll use the word, you know, that great iron word, collaboration. But, yeah, so that's cool. I mean, without a question, I know that the packaging is cool and obviously the price point's cool. I want to talk about, kind of on a more like a personal note. I know that we may run out of time to our next break, but is, to talk about, family, heart health, because without a question, you know, that whole entrepreneur spirit, the ambition and the ambition meeting reality and so forth, the effect on family and to maintain your family relationship, your marriage or girlfriend, boyfriend, and of course with the kids. And, how does that balance work? And not to go too personal, but you know, how does that work for you in balancing the personal and business side of things?
Well, it is tough. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And ask any entrepreneur, it's it's very stressful. You know, I had some events in my life where I kind of had to reevaluate, you know, a couple of years ago when I just wasn't feeling so well and went to see the doctor, and my heart was racing at 160 beats per minute. And they said, well, you know, you don't have to do this, but you might want to. You might want to consider open heart surgery. And I thought, well, that's really strange. And anyway, there really was no choice. We did that. There was a little complication, but everything turned out okay. And I, you know, what I learned from that is that not everything is a stress level has to be a 10. You kind of get to decide if you lose your car keys, whether that's going to be a 7 or a 1 or a 2.
Right.
And I think the thing is that's the truth with entrepreneurship. Most things are not going to go the way you want. And you need to know that is going to happen. And you have to be really ready to roll with the punches on it. And
sure.
So I think part of it is accepting that you can't control everything, but having faith that things will go in the end the right way, and having that faith is just going to bring a little calmness to you and ultimately to the family.
Right. Hey, we're with, of course, Jim Lloyd, Bartender in a Box. And, hey, we're here in Heart Week. So we'll be right back with the Dave Behar Show.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using collective intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's collective intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the Ion Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back. This segment of the Dave Behar Show is brought to you by Press Passion. And, well, a few Amazon best-selling books that I happen to co-author in the Peak Performance series, Mindset Tools for Leaders, and Peak Performance Mindset Tools for Entrepreneurs. And, you know, thank you, Eric Severson, for leading this expert initiative, or I-initiative, depending on what seat you sit in. And, you know, I'm going to take for a moment. We're here with Jim Lloyd, Bartender in a Box, and, you know, it's a very inspiring story, and I want to talk about disruption and initiation of a brand, but I want to talk about, so, you know, Jim, we're here to win, right? In business, you want to win, you don't want to lose, and we're here, and here, that's both H-E-R-E and H-E-A-R, to assemble and deliver essential, healthy, tasty mindset tools and ingredients for entrepreneur peak performance and get to the winning side. And so I think what we ought to do is just, you know, the general public is to kind of take a deep breath and unlock our intuition and sanity and insanity. Even better, let's attract others who have their own, you know, and share in ours and kind of collective intuition of crowds, which from a marketing standpoint, that's what we're doing. We, you know, part of it is intuition. Part of it says desire and demand. And I think that whether we're pre-funding, you know, pre-funded or funded, and as a startup, whether we are creating a new category or disrupting an old one via innovation and distribution, of course.
More Ion words.
There you go. Thank you. And we're going to get to that in a moment because there is going to be a little elevation pitch I'm going to convince you to do. Not an elevator pitch, but an elevation pitch.
Like it.
Get as high as you can. But anyway, it's really just not about having the initiative to memorialize in what we initiated, but it's typically, you know, the ideation, articulation, inclusion, and unmistakable brand development that supports the mission. And in this case, you know, this hot brand, Bartender in a Box. And, you know, as a newer seasoned entrepreneur, I think we should just listen to our brilliant intuition, because everyone has it. It's just a matter of how they apply it. But it has to activate. It has to be carrying through the intuition and then, you know, the vision part. So, you know, then it's the process and the incubation process, and hopefully you have, you know, some good people around you in terms of a team, and others to share the vision, because it's so super important. And thought leadership and success is based on intuition and, you know, the vision. And in many disruptive markets, you know, whether proven or not, intuition helps. And it is proven scientifically. And meanwhile, I just think that we should just listen to ourselves, the markets, look ahead. There's always going to be that competition, right? I mean, God knows on that proverbial shelf or display in the world of, you know, alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages. I mean, it's pretty crazy competition, but there's always that edge and opportunity and niche you can be carving out that disrupts even the biggest of companies. And obviously it's like, okay, how far do you take it and keep grinding away? And, you know, to a potential exit, let alone making some great, you know, some people happy in the consumption of the goods. So I think it's just time for, you know, this indoctrination, right? And the imagination of getting this fresh brand even further kicked into gear, because, of course, want to see an, you know, fellow Aztec succeed and be that entrepreneur that's celebrated, besides just having a great life along the way. And so, you know, speaking of life, and by the way, I'm going to remind everyone that it is Heart Week. I mean, you've got Valentine sitting there, but also the celebration of just healthy cardiovascular chocolate.
Chocolate's good for the heart.
There you go.
That's what
dark, I hear. Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate, yes.
But then is there a dark chocolate, you know, margarita or espresso, or what's happening in that department for the brand?
Well, anything is possible. Anything is possible, that's for sure.
Espresso martini.
Espresso yourself martini. That may be another one.
Yeah, right.
So, this...
Not putting you on the spot in terms of flavoration, but... There's good things that I'm sure...
Lots of good things. Planned. Like, yeah. 12 good things.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's just this week.
Yeah, that's by the end of business Friday. Yeah, we just go through the drive-through lab, always innovation.
Right, right. Well, listen, you know, Jim, I want to kind of just reflect on what actually is part of the drivers. I mean, we have a driver of family, and we want to have success in our businesses. But what are some of the benchmarks besides those hurdles that you have to overcome? And, you know, it doesn't have to be just with regards to the brand itself, but just in general from your experience as an entrepreneur.
Man, it's a good question. Yeah. I mean,
it's pretty heavy.
I think that really the drive is, you know, it's not so much about making money. It's really about winning, I think. And, winning has a lot of different definitions. It could be about having a profitable company. It could be about having a great business culture. It could be about having employees that can put their kids through college. I mean, there's so many different variables to it, but I think that...
How about purpose? How about passion?
Well, that's part of it, too. I mean... I think that personally, I'd like to see our this next generation get to know what we had, and that was so many kids at San Diego State. We put ourselves through school. We paid our own tuition because it was affordable. It was $350 a semester when we were there. So we
that was like 1920 what?
It wasn't that long ago, Dave. No, it wasn't that long ago. It was in 1980 something. So, you know, the system was fair.
Yeah, right.
And when you went to college back then, you were guaranteed a middle income job.
Yeah.
And that was great. And somehow we have to get back to that. And so I think we almost have to get back to some old-fashioned values in business.
Right.
And
so speaking of business, let's talk about elevators in buildings.
Okay.
And I want to give you kind of the opportunity for an elevation pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure you're ready to hop on the Behar elevator.
I love it.
And, you know, it's part of the brands. And so, and it's a very famous elevator. And it is about leadership, building, and winning, ending up on the winning side. And so what floor do you want to go up to?
Well, how many floors are there?
It's actually endless, but I'll tell you what. You have basically 30 seconds to pitch me on why I should go to, let's just kind of say, the 10th floor.
The 10th floor in the elevator?
Yeah, that's going to take us, you know, there's 30 seconds on this one.
Okay. Well, Dave, I say we jump on the elevator and go to the 10th floor because it's, first of all, we'll enjoy the ride, number one, and then secondly, when we get to the floor, it'll be better than the floor we're on. And so it's just having faith in one another and getting to the top together. But
I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, hobos and tramps, cross-eyed mosquitoes and bow-legged ants, we're talking about an elevator pitch and for a bartender in a box. So I think that was nice, the foundation. And I've got, I'm going to give you another 30 seconds, but I want to hear the pitch on why somebody should get involved in the brand, you know, in bartender in a box. And it could be that you're reaching this ultimate place, of course, by having a drink, but let's go to the business side.
Okay, so is it like an investor or?
Yeah, like an investor and a supporter, shareholder, you know, kind of thing. Sure.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Do we have enough time?
Pitch me. Let's go. We got 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, I think getting on board with Bartender in a Box, you know, it's the ground floor. We've got a great team surrounding us, a great product. Bartender in a Box. What is it? A bartender in a box. It's a great drink at a great price with really good ingredients, and we've got a team that can get the distribution out there. And we know how to work with distributors, and we've got a team that's built brands and done had a lot of success with brands that they've built that's sold for tens of millions of dollars. So
very nice.
Hopefully.
All right. I hear the elevator dinging, and that was a real good one, Jim. and, you know, we can make some adjustments along the way so it all happens. So Bartender Box, Jim Lloyd, this is Dave Behar Show. We'll be right back.
See what's next using collective intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's collective intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the Ion Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive, so keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back to the Dave Behar Show. We've been with Jim Lloyd, Bartender Box. And, hey, Jim, you know, at the end of every show, we talk about favorite ion words. And as we're kind of through the implementation process here and the activation process of not just the brand but our world in general, I think I'd like to ask you what your favorite ion word is and to kind of define it in your own words. And at the same time, you have a few choices. Let's just say confession, affirmation, and passion.
Well, I will pick passion.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
Well, in terms of what is the definition to me?
Or? 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Well, I think passion is when you get up in the morning and you know where you need to go. And you may not know exactly how to get there, but you know where you need to go. And it's, as I've just said before, it's like trying to climb the top of a mountain, and you're climbing and climbing, and you're 5,000 feet up, and you don't know exactly how you're going to get to the top, and you'll make decisions as you're climbing, but you know you need to get to the top, and you just have that passion within you to figure out a way to do it.
Awesome. Very, very nice. Well, listen, it's been super fun, and, you know, our conversation, and it's the Dave Behar Show. We'll see you next time. Have an awesome day.